This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam in New Delhi today. Mr. Shanmugaratnam will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu will host a banquet in his honour. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar held meeting with the visiting dignitary in New Delhi yesterday. The two leaders discussed cooperation in semiconductors, industrial parks, skilling, digitalization and trade development. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said, as the two countries celebrate 60 years of bilateral relations, he is confident that Singapore's president visit will add new momentum to India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Fast Track Immigration Trusted Traveller Program at Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Cochin and Ahmedabad airports today. This will provide world-class immigration facilities to travellers, making international travel seamless and secure. According to the Home Ministry, applicants are required to complete online registration by filing in their details and uploading the required documents on the portal ftitp.mha.gov.in to enroll in this program. Government's flagship initiative, Startup India, has completed 9 years today. The scheme is intended to catalyze startup culture and build a strong and inclusive ecosystem for innovation and entrepreneurship in the country. With more than 1,59,000 startups, India has firmly established itself as the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. It has created over 16 lakh direct jobs across various sectors. The Startup India initiative has launched various flagship schemes to provide comprehensive support to startups across different stages of their journey. Amid the deteriorating air quality in national capital Delhi, the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has decided to impose all actions under Graded Response Action Plans GRAP 3 and 4 in Delhi NCR. Under the GRAP 3, a ban is being implemented on non-essential construction work and road construction activities, stone crusher operations and mining activities in the entire NCR. Besides, the Delhi government and the state government in the NCR will have to mandatorily conduct classes in schools for children up to class 5 in a hybrid mode. Under the stage 4 category, schools will have to mandatorily conduct hybrid classes for students studying from classes 6 to 9 and classes 11 as well. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 19 January. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-11-7800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till 17th of this month. Israel and Hamas have agreed a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal following meetings with Qatar's Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. The deal is set to begin on Sunday and will last 42 days. The three-phase plan has not been published, but sources say 33 of the hostages held by Hamas will reportedly be exchanged for Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails over the first 6 weeks of the ceasefire. In the CoCo World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams showcased exceptional performances and advanced to the quarterfinals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi, yesterday. In the pre-quarterfinals, the Indian men's team secured a commanding 70-38 victory against Peru, while the Indian women's team delivered a stunning 116 victory against Iran to secure their quarterfinal berth. And that is the end of the news bulletin.